Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 23rd edition. We've got a five-game early slate, five-game main slate. We'll cover them both for you real quick, going game by game on both of them to get you ready for this Thursday day of action. First off, you can find me on Twitter at BDentric. Check out the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits. Give it a rate and review on iTunes. I'd really, really appreciate it. If you're still into season-long fantasy baseball, Benched with Bubba dropped Tuesday with another episode of Bubba on the Bat Flip. On Thursday, I'll be having Chris at Baseball Pods on the podcast to talk some 2022 fantasy baseball, so that'll be some fun stuff there. As always, also, if you give a follow and a look to Price Picks, it's a great way to play prop bets meets fantasy baseball DFS, more importantly. So go check out Price Picks, create your account using promo code Bubba to get a first-time deposit match up to $100. All right, everybody, let's get at it. Five-game early, five-game main slate. We're going to go game by game real quick to get you in and out, quick hits style. Got your five-game early slate. We got Brewers, Cardinals, Dodgers, Rockies, Seattle, Oakland, Atlanta, Arizona, Giants, Padres. So it starts at 11:10 a.m. Pacific time, 2:10 p.m. Eastern time. Start off with St. Louis, Milwaukee, Wainwright versus Hauser. Milwaukee's bats are pretty darn cold, so if you want to go Wainwright at 96, I don't mind it. Wayno's been pretty darn awesome this year. Coming off a rough one against San Diego, his last time out, he only had 2 Ks. He's only got 4 Ks in the previous 3 starts, but he's still putting up nearly 20-plus points time and time again because he goes 6-plus innings, quality starts. If he ever got consistent strikeouts, it'd be tremendous. It's a Brewers team that's just, like I said, pretty quiet at the plate. He's striking out 24% of the time versus righties in the month of September with an 86 WRC+. So if you want to go Wainwright at 96, it's very, very much in play for you. Don't mind some St. Louis bats. Like, Hauser's been pitching really well. That's fine. These St. Louis bats are hot. They're fighting for a wild card spot. They're playing like some of the best baseball out there right now. Arenado left with an injury, but you got Goldie, who's still swinging well. Tommy Edmonds swinging well. Tyler O'Neill swinging well. I had the Goldie, O'Neill, Arenado stack on Wednesday. It worked out very, very well, but there's pieces you can mix and match in that lineup. See if the backup catcher is in play because he's very, very cheap and can be an option, but little Cardinals action, especially most important if you have one Cardinal with Tyler O'Neill crushing everything right now. So don't mind a little Cardinals versus Hauser, but more importantly, Waino is in play for you as well. Coors Field, you got Scherzer versus Freeland. Scherzer and Coors, he's 10-2. Freeland's 5,000. Man, I don't like Bueller got beat up in Coors. Scherzer's so darn good. But it's a Rocky team that just does not strike out a lot. We talked about it yesterday. Even in Coors Field, less than 20% K rate. If you want to go Scherzer, I'm never going to tell you no. Just know it's risky as all get up in Coors Field. But 10-2 for Scherzer if you want to do it, sure. I think Freeland's interesting at $5,000. He was pitching really well for a couple months there. He came off a 26.7-point performance against Washington. But prior to that, a couple hiccups for sure. But mainly on the road, he's been very, very good at home. 3.84 road ERA, 5.36 at home. But he's basically put up the same amount of points home and away. He's only $5,000. It's a Dodgers team that it's the Dodgers, but they don't strike out a ton. They're hitting 273 with a 127 WRC+ versus lefties. So probably leaving off both pitchers and Coors. But more importantly, you got your Mookie Betts. You got your Justin Turners. AJ Pollock's back from the IL. You got maybe Will Smith or Barnes could be a cheap catcher to take a look at. See what lineup comes out there for the Dodgers. You'll get some nice cheap options to go with the big dogs against Freeland. If you want to attack Scherzer, Hilliard went deep. You got Blackman and company, the Tapia leading off. Rogers went deep. Crone's having a big game. You can mix and match. Put up a 10 spot on Bueller and the bullpen. I'm not looking to attack Scherzer, but it's Coors Field. If you want to have some fun, knock yourself out. Seattle at Oakland on this one. Chris Bassett making his return from the IL. I don't expect him to go too deep into this game. You got Yusei Kikuchi at 5,500. I used to be a big Yusei fan. He has been struggling tremendously right now. The A's are only hitting 232 with a 183 ISO and a 101 WRC+ versus lefties. So you can go there if you want to, but I'm going to pass, but more importantly, take some bats in this game. Like I said, Bassett won't go too deep. It's not supposed to go too deep. We'll see. So you get some A's bullpen in there, which has been very, very bad. So Seager, who went deep on Wednesday night's in play. France went deep on Wednesday night. He's in play. You got Abraham Toro. Kalinic's been on fire. And he's very, very cheap. So Seattle could be a nice one. Oakland plays much livelier. That ballpark plays much livelier in day games. So that could be something to take a look at. Flip side, Chapman went deep on Wednesday. I don't mind Chapman, Starling Marte, Matt Olson, the usual suspects there, Josh Harrison. I think it's a nice little game stack that kind of gets overlooked because most will go to Coors Field in this one and some of the later action. So you can have some fun with this Seattle-Oakland game if you choose. Atlanta, Arizona, Charlie Morton versus Mad Bum. Morton's only $7,500, so sign me up for all of it. Ian Anderson dealt on Wednesday. You know, not so much on Tuesday, but you got Morton, who's just been a monster. Arizona striking out 23% of the time versus righties in September, hitting 214 with a 73 WRC plus. He's a strikeout machine, so $7,500 could be all to Charlie Morton in this one. And I'm going to keep using the Atlanta bats. They keep hitting it and hitting it well. Riley versus Bumgarner, Duvall, who just missed two home runs on Wednesday night. You got Swanson, you got Albies, who crushes lefties. You got Soler leading off. Freeman can hit just fine. Like, there's so many options in this Braves lineup. My favorite ones are like Riley and Duvall in this one, and Albies. Those are my big three, but you can mix and match throughout this whole lineup. Love a Braves stack versus Mad Bum. Charlie Morton's my favorite pitcher on this slate. He's only $7,500, which is absolutely outstanding. And then the last game on this slate, Giants at the Padres. You got Logan Webb at 92, Darvish at 87. Give me all the Logan Webb in this one, going up against the Padres team that pretty much lost right now. Pretty much lost. They're striking out almost 21% of the time versus righties, hitting 241 with an 86 WRC plus. Webb has been the ace of the Giants. I see that continuing on Thursday. Darvish has been very hit and miss. I don't mind putting some Giants bats out there. See what the lineup looks like. If they put out a rough lineup, for sure, but they need to keep winning. If they hang on tonight, a long ways to go, so only the sixth inning, they'll pick up a game on the Dodgers. The Dodgers lost in Coors Field. So they need to keep winning and get some separation with 10 games to go after tonight. So I love Logan Webb on this slate. I like Wainwright, love Webb, love Morton. Those are my big three pitchers on this slate. And then for stacking things up, I think St. Louis is very much in play. Seattle, Oakland can be contrarian. Love Atlanta. You can sprinkle some Giants if you want. Obviously Dodgers and Coors if you want. And then the flip side, Rockies to be contrarian. Atlanta's my favorite stack on this five-game early slate. All right, five-game main slate to get cracking for you on this slate, going game by game as well. Yeah, Washington, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Texas, Baltimore, Toronto, Minnesota, Houston, and the Angels. This slate starts at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. If you're playing FanDuel, you don't get the 6:40 games. You only get four games to pick and choose from. Washington at Cincinnati kicks off this slate. You got Luis Castillo taking on Patrick Corbin. Castillo's a very, very solid play on this slate. $8,900 at home against this Washington national team. He's putting up basically 20 or more points in four of his last five starts, six of his last seven starts. He's going six-plus innings, three earned runs or less, and the strikeouts have been there in a big, big way. So love me some Luis Castillo against this Washington team. But I will say, when we get to stacking things up, there's an angle here because both these slates, only five-game slates, play the ownership in a big, big way. Castillo could be very popular, and in that way, I will look at Washington. But they are striking out only 18.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 256. With a 108 WRC plus, and they just had their bats were alive in Washington with Soto and Yadiel and Lane Thomas and some other bats in that lineup. So Josh Bell, like there's a lot to like with that Nats lineup. If you want to be contrarian and fade Castillo right now, Castillo's high up on my list. If he's going to make a chalk though, you give me a chance to get any team in Great American Small Park against a chalky pitcher, it's a conversation starter. That's for darn sure. So I like Luis Castillo. Don't mind a little Washington action as well, especially with like the Sotos of the world and company. Very much in play. Flip side, give me all of the Reds bats against Patrick Corbin. All of them. Because we get Patrick Corbin in Great American Small Park. Sign me up for that one in a freaking heartbeat. We get Eugenio Suarez. You got Votto, of course. We got India. You got Farmer. You just go around the diamond. Castellanos. Like, there's so much to like in this offense. I think Suarez is sneaky nice. Got some good past history versus Corbin. But Cincinnati stacks a big way. I think game stacking this could be fun if we find out Castillo is going to be chalky. Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. Watch the weather in this one. There could be some potential rain on tap, but you got Aaron Nola versus a bullpen game for Pittsburgh. Nola's only $8,500, and that is going to suck me in. Back-to-back 23-plus point games. Prior to that, a couple rough ones, then back-to-back 20-plus point games. Rough one, 22. Rough one, 17. This is what we get from Aaron Nola. He goes 4 to 5 innings right now. He hasn't gotten to six innings in since August 21st, and then outside of that, only one other time in his last 10 games. but it's 3 in runs or less most of the time. And most importantly, strikeouts galore. He gets all the strikeouts, so not going deep doesn't crush him, which is great to see. Facing the Pittsburgh Pirates team, striking out 22% of the time versus righties in September, hitting .244 with a 96 WRC plus. So love us some Aaron Nola. Similar to the Castillo conversation, if we find out Nola's going to be very popular, this is Sugo, Brian Reynolds struggling, but Sugo, Reynolds, Gamble, some of these other Pirate options could be in play. But right now, I like me some Philadelphia bats against this bullpen game. I like me some Aaron Nola for the bats. Segura, Herrera, Harper is the best play, obviously. Realmuto, mix and match and see what lineup comes out there on this Thursday of action. But Philly bats, Nola in this game. Texas at Baltimore. This could be a throwing Glenn Otto versus Zach Lowther, lefty righty situation here. This is a game stack galore. Baltimore, give me Seth Mullins for sure. Mountcastle, love him. And then mix and match your Santanders and your Hayes and some other options there from Baltimore. And then on the flip side from Texas, going up against the lefty Lowther, you got Charlie Culberson for cheap, loves mashing lefties. You got Solaks, you got IKFs. You could look at DJ Peters and some other options. I think it's a game stack situation. Both bullpens aren't good. Both starting pitchers are not good. Very lively ballpark. Very good spot to save some cash and pay up for some more pitching on this slate. Toronto at Minnesota to keep you going on this one. Steven Matz versus Michael Pinata. Matz is $9,200. He's been faring pretty well of late. He's going to go virtually overlooked on this slate. 19-8, 14-7, 23-3, his last three starts. He's gone five innings or more in five straight starts, 2 earned runs or less in 4 or 5. And more importantly, 5 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. That's the big thing for him. Just faced Minnesota's last time out, 5 2/3, 3 hits, 2 earned 5 Ks, which is great to see. And it's a Minnesota team that is striking out over 21% of the time versus lefties in September, hitting .243 with a 98 WRC plus. So it's not like maybe the ceiling that a Castillo or a Nola can bring to the table, but no one's going to roster Matz when they can go to a Castillo, Nola, or this guy in the next game. So a guy like Steven Matz at 92 could be a very, very intriguing play. Flip side, Minnesota's, you know, got Donaldson and Sano you can go against him with. And then you got Toronto going to go with Pinata, I think is very, very much in play. Gurriel's still way too cheap. You have Teoscar, who's awesome, Vladito, Bichette, Simeon. You just go down the list. They're all really good plays, but I like Gurriel because he's too cheap. Toronto should be one of the more popular spots on this entire 5-game slate. Last game to break it down for you here, Lance McCullers and Alex Cobb for Houston at the Angels. McCullers 10-1. Yep, we're going to play him against the Angels. 20-plus points in 3 straight starts. He's just been a beast. 6 innings or more in 4 of his last 5. 2 earned runs or less in 4 straight starts. 7 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5. Strikeouts have been legit. The ground ball, the fly ball has been outstanding. He's just been everything you'd want right now. He's facing an Angels team that you can exploit in a big, big way. They're striking out 27.5% of the time versus righties in September, hitting .210 with a 71 WRC plus. Sign me up for all the Lance McCullers you can get. Houston bats versus Cobb aren't bad. Cobb's been good enough to not get blown up. Jordan went deep on Wednesday. You got Tucker, you got Altuve, Correa, Bregman. If you want to go with like the cheap Siri or something, you can. For the most part, I'm just going to pass and pass on Houston bats and take McCullers and get some bats elsewhere. So for this 5-game later slate, McCullers at 10-1, I love. Matz at 92 is your contrarian pay-up spot. And then Castillo and Nola. Those are the 4 guys I'm looking at. None of the cheap pitchers. Play the ownership game except McCullers. I'll probably just eat the chalk there. Play McCullers and then kind of go through the other two. Stacking-wise, Great American. Part of me just wants to stack Great American Small Park and Camden Yards. I love Cincinnati. If Castillo's popular, I love a Washington stack because they're actually swinging it really well. Castillo, we know, as good as he is, can get beat up from time to time, and that Reds bullpen's bad. So you got to play 5-game slate. You got to really think outside the box, get different to try to win a tournament. So I don't mind that at all. Flip side, Texas, Baltimore, both cheap, both horrible pitchers, horrible bullpens, great ballpark to hit in. Give me a lot of that Texas-Baltimore game. I like a Philly stack. Toronto should be popular, and Houston should be popular. So I want to focus on Camden, Great American Small Park, maybe some Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, and leave those 2 other games for pitching and go from there. So interesting slates, to say the least. 5-game early, 5-game main slate to break it all down for you. Done in the books on your Thursday. You got Thursday Night Football. You got college football coming up. Lots of great stuff there. If you want to get your football action, check out rotoballer.com. If you'd like to become a premium member over there to get your DFS and season-long content, use promo code Bubba for 10% off the package of your choice. And check out PrizePicks, prizepicks.com. Download the app, create your account, use promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit match up to $100. Also, join us in the Fantasy Degens Discord. It's free. I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, all the fun stuff. But that'll do it. In, out, less than 15 minutes to break down 2 5-game slates for you. I'll be back to you guys on Friday with a full slate of action as we head towards the final week of the baseball season. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, Thursday, September 23rd edition in the books. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.